you called several days ago regarding something that you saw in the sky?
Yes.
Well, I wonder if we could impose upon you again to get a description of that object.
Well, we called the McCord radar.
Yes.
And he said, what does it look like? And we had talked about it, and it looked like a comet with a tail on a roller coaster. And he said we were drinking and hung up. But this is kind of like it was, like a comet, a ball of fire with a tail.
Uh-huh.
And it was zigzagging up, and it would go up in the clouds and come down just like it was playing tag with something. And this was Monday night between 9 and 9:30.
I see.
But I'm kind of on a route from the airplanes. They have their commercial flight, you know, from McCord to SeaTac. It comes across at an angle. And I was sitting on the front porch, and I had, there's five of us here, and I was sitting on the front porch talking to them, and I saw this airline plane coming towards me like a light, and I kept watching it, just nothing else to do, and all of a sudden it dropped, and I said, oh my God, that plane's crashing, and we ran out to a big ball field by us, and we didn't see any flames, we didn't see anything, and then we saw this object jumping up in the sky and doing all kinds of kind of tricks, and it was too fast for an airplane, it wasn't a helicopter, and it wasn't anything we had ever seen before, and so I called a friend of mine, and he gave me your number, and he said, why don't you see if somebody else saw the same thing?
Okay, now you said it was doing all kinds of tricks. Would you describe those?
Well, kind of like a yo-yo, up and down and dashing and zigging, just like it was playing tag with something. It zigged here and it zagged there, and then it would go up in the clouds, and we could just see kind of a red light, and then it would drop down real fast, and it was just too fast for anything that we had ever seen.
In other words, very constant, irregular maneuvers.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Just zigzagging, and then pretty soon, we watched it for about a half an hour, and then it kind of just drifted away over to the northwest.
Yes.
So we wondered if anything else had been reported like that, or if this is what we saw, or...
Well, we didn't have anything on that particular night, but we have had several strange objects in the area in the past month.
Oh, uh-huh.
Now, what color was this?
Well, it was kind of an orange glow, and well, it's between us, we're in the east, between us and Mount Rainier at an angle like that, and from where we were, it looked like the size of a garbage can lid. You know, it was round.
Yes.
And it appeared, but it had kind of a smoky tail to it, like the vapor from a jet or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was an orangey glow, and then it had twinkle lights on it, like twinkle Christmas trees or stars or something that kind of sparks splashed out of it.
I see. What color was that?
Barbie, what color were those sparks?
Yellow,
kind of white, just sparks like
uh-huh.
stars twinkling, kind of.
Well, in your opinion, was this object under intelligent control?
Yes, it definitely was controlled.
I see. And you hear any sound at all?
No, well, I think we were too far away to hear.
Could you give me an estimate of the distance?
Well, how far do you think, Barbie? Like I say, we're on 42nd, East 42nd Street, and we're a direct angle to Mount Rainier, and I just say halfway between whichever. I don't even know how far it is to Mount Rainier.
Uh-huh.
About 50 miles maybe, but half of that, maybe 25 miles away.
In other words, it was a good distance.
Yeah, that's why I say it. From that distance, it appeared the size of a garbage can lid. It
yes.
was round. And,
uh-huh.
But it kept kind of getting closer, but it was just definitely being maneuvered somehow.
Now, I assume that this was operating under a cloud cover?
Well, below the clouds. He
yes.
was darting around, and then he'd go up. Would go up and stay there for a couple minutes and then drop down and start his dashing again.
Now, you say it would go up. Do you mean it went into the clouds?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then it came back out
uh-huh.
again? I see. Okay.
It's just like it was playing tag with something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it was on the airline route when I first saw it, because it looked just like the headlight on an airplane coming towards me. And then it just dropped, just down, and the vapor came up behind, you know, like the jet vapor. And I said, my God, that airplane just is going to crash.
Now, you say it dropped. Did it come down perfectly vertical?
Very straight. Just dropped.
Just like a rock.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
uh-huh. Just dropped. And we all looked, and then we didn't see any explosion, no fire, no nothing. So we ran out to this field and so we could get a closer look to it. Nothing. Then all of a sudden, this object appears.
I see.
But it was definitely on the regular airline route, and that's why we called McCord, and he said we'd been drinking. But there was five of us that had seen it.
That's very strange that they would give an answer like that. I thought those days were over forever.
I did too, because I'm a firm believer in UFOs, but I had seen one, I think it was about 67. I lived by the reservoir, and I had gotten up in the middle of the night and here's this big orange object hovering over the reservoir, and I thought, gee, that's a heck of a time for the sun. Just like sometimes the sun comes up, that big orange.
Yes.
Nothing, just that big orange. I thought, gee, that's a heck of a time for the sun to come up, and I looked at the clock, and it was 2:00 in the morning. And I watched it for a long time, and then it just kind of skipped away and went over to the Puyallup Valley area.
Yes.
So this is actually the second time I have seen this round object.
Now, this was on the night of the 25th?
Yeah, that was Monday night.
Right,
between 9 and 9:30, and we watched it for about a half an hour. In the meantime, I kept trying to call other people to see if they could see it, but where we're situated, the trees kind of hit it.
Uh-huh. So, now, what angle were you looking at, or what angle was the object from you in the sky, approximately?
Well, let's see, it was coming southeast at us, because from where we're situated, McCord and SeaTac goes at an angle over across the valley.
Yes.
So that would be, southeast kind of.
Right.
And but it was following that line, and then I'm looking right straight south at it. So then when we went over to the field, it went more east, but then it still would be southeast from here.
Right, okay. And how many other witnesses were there?
Well, two adults five children. Seven of us saw it. And the kids are 10, 11, and 12. The area that I'm at... probably, cause around Mount Rainier, because of the books I've been reading and things, they seem to kind of focus on Mount Rainier.
Uh-huh.
And the area that we're at, I see a lot of things.
Appreciate your calling, and I hope we hear from you in the future if you see anything else.
Okay, fine, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.